Kesem means magic in Hebrew. Kesem Cave, like its name implies, has opened a new and magical window onto an ancient world. Tel Aviv University archaeologist Ram Barkai says it reveals a much more advanced people than the accepted image of our Stone Age ancestors in the Middle Paleolithic period. He says these early hominids hunted for food, cooked meat over fires, and crafted a sophisticated array of flint tools.
And we know that they had a set of different knives, almost like a modern butcher, that they used in the cave in order to cut the meat and eat it. And we even have what we called Paleolithic cutlery. We have very small knives that we suggest that were used while eating.
All remarkably well preserved, having been buried untouched in the hillside for at least 200,000 years.
They look like new, like they were made yesterday.
The archaeologists also found human teeth in different strata in the cave. Barkai says scholars and dental anthropologists from Europe and the United States joined the Israelis to analyze the dental samples.
It was clear from the comparison that the human teeth from Kesem Cave resembled the most the teeth of Homo sapiens that lived in Israel much later, at an age of 100,000 years before present, at two caves, one in the Galilee and one in the Carmel.
According to a widely accepted scientific theory, modern humans emerged from Africa around 200,000 years ago. Barkai says the teeth in Kesem Cave would predate those early human migrants.
Yes, if we are right, we think we are right. It is still only 8 teeth or 10 teeth, so we need more evidence. It might imply that during this phase, maybe even a totally new hominid was living. And this is another link or another piece of the chain leading to modern human.
Or, says New York University paleodental anthropologist Chara Bailey, it could represent another step in the evolution of man's ancient human relatives, the Neanderthals, who lived in Europe and Asia around 200,000 years ago.
My take on it is that these teeth are quite primitive. There's nothing in the morphology of these teeth that looks like Homo sapiens at all. In fact, it looks primitive, and if anything, it looks a little bit Neanderthal-like.
In a recent article in the American Journal of Physical Anthropology, Ram Barkai and his team suggest three theories. The Kesem teeth could belong to earlier humans, or Homo sapiens, that developed independently from those in Africa and Europe. They could, as Chara Bailey suggests, represent an evolving Neanderthal in Southwest Asia, or they could be from unknown extinct hominid species. But Bailey says whether the residents of Kesem Cave were like us, Homo sapiens, or not, does not make the discoveries any less important.
Any new material that we find, especially from this poorly documented time period, 200 to 400,000 years ago, is great and necessary for our ongoing interpretation of both modern human evolution and Neanderthal evolution.
Israeli archaeologist Ram Barkai expects Kesem Cave will continue to yield magical artifacts. He and his team from Tel Aviv University hope to find skulls and bones that shed new light on the story of our ancient ancestors. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.